Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Dobar dan in dobrodošli na praznovanju 30. obletnice Dneva državnosti Republike Slovenije.
Živa Slovenija!
Dan državnosti je slovenski državni praznik, ki ga praznujemo 25. junija. In danes se spominjamo na 25. junij 1991, ko je Slovenija formalno postala neodvisna. Na ta dan sta bili sprejeti deklaracija o neodvisnosti Slovenije in temeljna ustavna listina o samostojnosti in neodvisnosti Slovenije, ki sta bili slavnostno razglašeni naslednji dan 26. junija na Trgu Republike v Ljubljani. Dva dni kasneje, 27. junija, se je z napadom Jugoslovanske ljudske armade začela slovenska osamosvojitvena vojna, v kateri je Slovenija ohranila neodvisnost. Tudi rojaki v Avstraliji ste se borili za slovensko samostojnost. Dragi obiskovalci, vabim patra Simona Petra Berleca, da blagoslovi današnji dogodek.
Draga domovina, Bog, ki te je ustvaril razkošno, lepo, naj te vedno blagoslavlja z obema rokama, da boš rodila sadove ljubezni in skrbela za vse, za delavne in onemogle, mlade in ostarele, verne in drugače verne. Vsi smo del naše domovine in bodimo na njo upravičeno ponosni. Gospod Bog, ob 30-letnici naše države Slovenije slavimo tvojo dobroto. Zahvaljujemo se ti za vse tvoje milosti in varstvo. Naj bomo ponosni na svoje korenine in razvijamo dediščino prednikov. Sveti Duh, podeli nam zdravo pamet in ustvarjalni pogum. Emanuel, Bog z nami, obvaruj nas vsega, kar ogroža naše telesno, duševno in duhovno zdravje. Mati Marija in Sveti Jožef, izprosita milost našim družinam, da bodo odprte za življenje in šole ljubezni za nove rodove. Amen. Blagoslov vsemogočnega Boga Očeta in Sina in Svetega Duha naj pride na vas in naj nad vami tudi ostane.
Sedaj pa pred mikrofon vabim predsednico Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije, gospo Frances Urbas Johnson.
Dobar dan, dobrodošli in lepo pozdravljeni vsem, ki smo se tukaj zbrali, da skupaj praznujemo 30 let samostojne Slovenije. I would like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional custodians of the land on which we gather today, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. It is a pleasure to be here today on this very special occasion when we publicly celebrate 30 years of Slovenian independence. We are incredibly proud of our Slovenian heritage and even more grateful to our amazing homeland Australia for giving us the freedom and opportunity to celebrate this very special day. I especially thank the Ambassador of the Republic of Slovenia, His Excellency Mr. Yuri Vittel, for traveling from Canberra to celebrate with us today. A very special thank you and welcome to the participating organisations of the Council of Slovenian Organisations in Victoria, Slovenian Association Jadran, Slovensko društvo Ivan Sankar Zalong, Slovensko društvo Melbourne, Slovensko društvo Planica and the Slovenian Welfare Office, and I warmly welcome representatives from St. Albans Slovenian Club. I thank everyone who has contributed their time and effort to bring this event to life, especially our organising committee, Leti Lenko OIM, Anica Markic, Katarina van der Linden, Julia Champel and Paul Bell. I thank the Slovenian government for its support through the Office of for Slovenians Abroad. And a big welcome to all the media representatives who have been kind enough to join us today to cover this event. We held our inaugural flag raising here at Federation Square on this day in 2017, and have had the Slovenian flags flying here each year since, thanks to the wonderful team here at Federation Square. As you can see, the flag raising will not be possible this year, unless you are all in hard hats and high vis and steel cap boots with the works going on. So we thought it best not to go ahead. And we also show solidarity with our Croatian friends, as their homeland Croatia also declared its independence 30 years ago today, just like Slovenia did. Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, no matter what their background is, who have suffered terribly through years of war and the resulting humanitarian disasters, the likes of which were not seen in Europe since the end of World War II. We hope and pray that peace will prevail for the good of all the people in the region. Australian Slovenians were very active in the so-called battle for independence in Australia, for Slovenia, because of the samostalnost Slovenije in Australia. Slovenian national councils and many other groups and individuals worked tirelessly, organising peaceful protests at locations like the old Melbourne City Square and on the steps of Victorian Parliament House. Slovenian community leaders spoke at media press conferences where they were often had to correct misinformation being reported about Slovenia when it came to the attention of the world's media during the 10-day war for Slovenian independence. Slovenians were even labelled as rebels by sections of the media, simply because they were prepared to take up arms to fight for their freedom, liberty and independence. Countless protest letters were sent to political leaders, both here and overseas, lobbying them to recognise Slovenian independence as soon as possible. A special group called the Parliamentarians for Slovenia and Croatia was formed in Canberra, with members from all sides of the political spectrum supporting the independence movements in both states. Both the Slovenian National Council of Victoria and the Council of Slovenian Organisations of Victoria collected thousands of signatures in petitions condemning the attack on Slovenia by the Yugoslav army, and that Australia quickly recognised the independence of Slovenia. Australian Slovenians also raised over $266,000 in a special relief appeal for Slovenia after it was so brutally attacked by the so-called Yugoslav People's Army that chose war and aggression against Slovenia rather than respecting the strong will of the Slovenian people to live peacefully in a free and independent Slovenia. This was clearly demonstrated 6 months earlier in a plebiscite on December 23rd, 1990, when Slovenians voted overwhelmingly to live in a democratic, free and independent Slovenia. Slovenians in Australia will forever be grateful that our beautiful, lucky country, Australia, was the first non-European country to formally recognise the independence of the Republic of Slovenia on January 16, 1992. The Slovenian community celebrated jubilantly with a public celebration with live Slovenian music on the steps of the Victorian Parliament House, being organised by the Slovenian National Council of Victoria. There were other large celebrations at the Slovenian Religious and Cultural Centre at Kew and at other Slovenian clubs and associations around the state. Indeed, it's estimated that over 1,000 people celebrated up on the hill at the Slovenian Association Melbourne around a huge bonfire on January 15, 1992, when the European community formally recognised the independence of Slovenia and neighbouring Croatia. The fact that Australia was so quick to recognise Slovenia as an independent state can be attributed to the tireless efforts of the Australian-Slovenian community and the then Hawke Keating government sticking to its promise to formally recognise the independence of Slovenia and Croatia as soon as they fulfilled all the legal requirements for statehood. Thank you and Hvala lepa once again for your attendance here at Fed Square as we celebrate 30 years of Slovenian independence. God bless our beautiful land under the Southern Cross, Australia. God bless our beautiful, free and independent Slovenia on the sunny side of the Alps. Bog živi našo prelepo deželo pod južnim križom Australija. Bog živi našo prelepo deželico pod Triglavom na sončni strani Alp. Svobodno in samostojno Slovenijo. Hvala.
Cenjeni obiskovalci, v veliko čast mi je, da lahko sedaj pred mikrofon povabim njegovo ekscelenco, veleposlanika Republike Slovenije v Avstraliji, gospoda Jurija Riflja. Please welcome Ambassador of the Republic of Slovenia, Mr. Jurij Rifelj.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Francis. Thank you, organizers, for inviting me to this excellent event today. I'm really glad to be here. I can say that out of my heart, because I don't know if there's anything better than to celebrate 30 years of Slovenian independence with your own compatriots far away, many thousand kilometers from Slovenia. 30 years. Or somebody, I mean, for us, it's a short period. As yesterday, one of the famous Australian Slovenians who was at our diplomatic reception in Canberra, Ms. Tanja Plibersek, mentioned, this is like 30 years on the top of 1400 years of our presence of on the territory of today's Slovenia. 30 years is a short period in the life of a nation like Slovenia, of Slovenian people, but a very productive one. And when it started 30 years ago, there were a lot of unanswered questions. There were like some doubts, could we survive? In the international community, not everybody was welcoming our move. It's like that we would respect the will of our people to become an independent nation. However, we succeeded in spite of all the obstacles. It shows a certain resilience that has kept Slovenian people alive for 1,400 years. And this resilience nowadays, 30 years in this decade, in this period of independence, 30 years of independence, it can be demonstrated by the fact that we can become one of the most successful nations of the world. For example, it unleashed certain creativity among Slovenian people that has always been there, but now we are free to express it much more than we could do that in the past. I can, yesterday, those who are in Canberra, they heard that, but you know, this is for this situation now that we are all fighting, this COVID-19 corona. One example showing what Slovenia can offer to the world nowadays. All the Pfizer vaccines that are manufactured in Belgium, they are manufactured in a so-called clean rooms. This is a special kind of facility for manufacturing vaccines. All those clean rooms are engineered, manufactured in Slovenia. So everybody who was vaccinated by a Pfizer vaccine, remember, it's like that Pfizer vaccine was made in a facility that was developed and manufactured in Slovenia. For the last 20 years, that company has been the exclusive supplier to Pfizer in Belgium. Among other things, for example, we have a company that is providing measuring devices to NASA, European Space Agency, etc. So this shows that it's like 30 years, in the last 30 years, we were able to take this chance of being free and to release our creativity. Thank you.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.